news box. It's what, Tuesday the 30th of January?
Yep, only one, well, 2 days left to go
of January, and it's going to be February.
Bloody long month it's been.
It's quite a long month, and then February's quite short.
Thank Christ for that.
Yeah, we'll all be rich by the end of February.
Will we?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the new plan.
Yeah,
we won't have a theory, I'll just briefly discuss it. It isn't news, but I think it's interesting for people. If you can get together 1,000 times 1,000, you'll never have to work again.
Yeah, because that's £1 million. If you worked out, you could live on £1 million. It's not actually an option, but a survey's been done, and it's in the news today from the newspaper. 3 out of 10 British men would give up sex for life in return for £1 million. 1 in 10 would embrace celibacy if they never had to work again. And a handful of desperate men are willing to forgo sex to see their football team win the treble.
Fucking hell.
Just goes to show it's not really worth even fucking them in the first place, is it? Idiots. Although I'd probably become celibate for life for £1 million, would you?
No.
Wouldn't you?
No, not on your nelly, not for £1 billion.
Really?
Yeah, what would be the point?
I don't live my entire life just to have sex. I do it to eat. Imagine all the jam roly-poly puddings you'd
get.
And also, if you were celibate, it wouldn't matter how fat you got. Brilliant.
A woman got sent 75,000 bank statements by mistake.
Are they all her bank statements 75,000 times?
No, 75,000 different bank statements for different people.
Crikey, that must be a big parcel.
It was. It got sent in bulk delivered, and she was like, "What the hell is this? I'm gonna complain about it and call the papers." So that's Halifax and Bank of Scotland that have been naughty.
A mer?
Perhaps leave them.
Yeah, if they've sent your bank statement to some woman, you should perhaps be a bit annoyed about that. She could embezzle your money.
She could do.
She knows your dress, she knows your sort code, she might know your mother's maiden name.
She might do.
Well, they don't usually send that out on bank statements. A man done some killing. Look at the face of him, he looks like an evil Duncan Goodhue. If I look like an evil Duncan Goodhue, I'd probably kill all my family as well.
He looks like a film character, doesn't he?
He looks like a German film character from like Die Hard or something like that.
To be a murderer.
Yeah.
I don't find him unattractive. He's not as bad as the man who killed all the women and fed them to pigs. He really did look frighteningly evil.
I don't even know what he looked like. This one's particularly starey shots.
Where's he from?
I don't know. England, anyway.
How many did he kill?
4 members of his own family.
Right. Oh, he was the one
that was... He's a World War veteran. He's a cannabis-smoking loner. Newcastle, I think, because that's where his family lives, so I'm presuming that he did too. The NHS, the National Health Service.
Mm-hmm. We all pay into.
They're paying a huge amount out in negligence bills. So last year they paid out £68 million just to 10 patients, so they're getting an average of £6.8 million. So there's another way of making money for life. Don't have to be celibate, just get your leg chopped off by mistake or something.
Yeah.
And that would have... cancelled out the overspend in the NHS, and it would all be even if we weren't paying out lots of money.
Why
these
are they
10 cases. I don't know why they're getting quite so much. It is a huge amount. There tends to be things related to birth or pregnancy. So someone, a doctor, failed to diagnose potentially fatal condition preeclampsia in a mother-to-be. She got £12.4 million. She's obviously still alive. But then, okay. One yesterday, a girl of 12 was awarded £6 million because her birth was mismanaged and then she got cerebral palsy. I would have thought that was a sort of genetic condition rather than your birth being mismanaged that gives you that, but I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Although I might make a better fist of it than these people. £8.3 million for a woman who didn't get a vital pregnancy test. £6.6 million for failing to monitor second stage labour. It does seem a little bit out. It's not like anyone's, you know,
it's all unfortunate, but, you know, it's human error. I don't think the NHS
And how does that help you? If you, you know, say I was ignored in the second stage of my labour.
Oh, sorry about that. Tell you what, I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, the baby's all right. I'm all right. But I would like 6.6 million to make up for it. Thanks. I mean, maybe that covers legal costs. Anyway, I was saying, you know, try not to sue the NHS for loads of money.
I want to know who is it that says, oh yeah, we'll pay out this amount of money.
I don't know. It's probably John Reid.
Well, there should be a public vote. Should be a team, you know.
Maybe Jeremy Vine could do a
Big Brother style public vote.
James Bond's come out in China.
He's gay.
Mm-hmm. And also you can get a copy of his film for less than £1 on the streets of China. Daniel Craig was offered a copy of Casino Royale while he was there. It's the first time there's been a big premiere in China for a James Bond film.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be the biggest selling foreign film this year. His name in China is Ling Ling Qi.
And you've seen it, haven't you?
Not in Chinese, but not dubbed into Mandarin, but I have seen Casino Royale.
Yeah, and do you think it would be popular with
the chinks? I don't know, I don't know what they do over there. I don't know what their taste is.
Apart from dressing up like cartoon characters.
Dress up like cartoon characters. I don't know, it's a good film, so.
I mean, there's no Hello Kitty in James Bond.
That's true.
So, not sure.
They like a bit of.
Do they eat rice in it? Does he have any rice
dishes? I don't remember him eating any rice dishes. They like gambling in China. They might enjoy that.
Yeah, they definitely do. What about karaoke? Does he do any karaoke?
So, that'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? That was what Roger Moore would have done, karaoke. But karaoke didn't exist at the same time as Roger Moore's James Bond, so shame.
But it did in a different form. People used to stand around the old Joanna and have her knees up.
Yeah.
That was a big yawn.
I know, you should have spoken while I was yawning. So the
Super Casino is going to Manchester.
Yeah.
What do you think about that then?
Don't care. I think it should have gone to Blackpool.
Do you?
Yeah, because there's fuck all else up there anymore, isn't there? Now Bobby Davros has snubbed it.
I don't know. I don't think it's good for Manchester. I think it would have been alright for going in the Dome.
I think it would have been alright in the Dome. I think it would have been, but I think Manchester just seems a bit pointless to have it there, really.
Yeah.
It's not like this. I don't know. I don't think it needs the regeneration.
I think it does, but I don't think it's the right sort. FTSE 100?
It would just be like the scammies. Oh, that's Liverpool, isn't it? Footsie's down, so what should we do?
Sell or buy. But whatever it is you do, do it quickly.
A molecular scientist who's also a cafe owner has invented a donut that has caffeine in it.
Ooh.
So you don't have to get a coffee and a donut, you can get just a donut. And he's trying to sell the idea now to Dunkin' Donuts. It's interesting, but it's not a healthy way to start the day, is it? I'd rather have coffee that gave you the buzz of a donut than the other way around, I think.
Yeah, a sweet coffee.
Oh, no, I don't want it sugary.
MRSA on the increase.
I thought MRSA was slowly going down. There's a new one that was going up.
There's a MRSA, which is bad. There's another strain of it as well that's even worse than MRSA. And it's killing everybody.
Oh dear.
Now, if this gets out of the hospitals and onto the streets, people aren't going to, you know, people are worried about bird flu, but I think this is more of a threat.
Right, it is.
I don't even know what it is. Like, what's it stand for?
Oh, do you know, in America they call it MRSA.
MRSA?
MRSA. They say MRSA, the initials, but it pronounces a word MRSA.
Oh, that's better. I prefer
that's
that.
That's what they did in House. Episode the other day.
Did somebody get MRSA?
They thought someone had got MRSA, but it turned out to be a rarer and more hard to diagnose disease in the end, I think.
And is MRSA like the Ebola virus?
Not at all, no. It's just it's a hospital-bound infection. Oh, they thought the babies, there's an episode where babies die. They thought that's what was killing them, but it wasn't. It's germs, really. South African teenager was found dead in the wheel well of a BA Boeing 747 jet, which landed in Los Angeles for Heathrow on Sunday. So it was hanging onto the wheel, like might happen at the start of the film. Glamorous.
What was hanging on?
A South African teenager.
Oh.
And then it landed in LA. You know, glamorous again, but no teenager dead. No glamour.
But still
there.
Hanging on.
Yeah.
How?
Well, it was found in, I don't know if it was hanging on, it was in the wheel well, I don't know how big the wheel well is. I did see a cross-section of a Boeing 747 in the Science Museum on Friday.
Yeah.
But it looked quite flimsy and a bit scary, I didn't like it.
But
didn't have the wheel well on it.
I suppose, yeah, you could jam yourself in, but you wouldn't be, you know, you would hit all that stuff.
The G-force.
all the air going in your head. That could kill you. I can see how that could happen.
Maybe it caught MRSA from the wheel. The grandmother has lost her claim in the court that she's suing a newspaper for reporting that she'd had sex with Wayne Rooney. She said that she was never a prostitute. She was just the receptionist at the massage parlour. But then it turned out she was a prostitute and...
And she had had sex.
Sadly, Wayne Rooney wasn't called as a witness, as they thought he might have to be. It was just thrown out.
Brilliant. Anorexia.
What's the big deal?
Well, people are saying, why is there so many of them? There's more of them than when we were at school. And are they doing it to spite the parents, or is it a disease? Kids are dying out here. We've got to find the answer. What do you think the answer is? Have you ever been an anorexic?
I've never been an anorexic. I think there was one at my school.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can remember her name. And I remember... I think it's girls' schools. I thought I'd turn that down. They've gone. Ha! That learned them. Girls' schools, they're bad for anorexia.
Do you think...
Yeah, I think it's a way of...
Or girls comparing themselves against each other.
Yeah. I think it's a sort of form of teenage rebellion in a way. Because everyone feels a bit lost and horrible when they're a teenager. Now that they've, you know... I think the publicising of things like self-harming and anorexia, obviously it would exist anyway because people would come up with these ideas themselves, but they're given fuel of publicity by magazines. No, I think it's a way of rebelling.
So, kids, stop rebelling against your parents. Because
do rebel, it's good, but do it, find it a less self-destructive way.
Do it via listening to some angry music.
Yeah, listen to some angry music. Maybe get a piercing or a tattoo.
Yeah,
wear some funky clothes that your parents wouldn't like. Yeah. Short skirt,
rip your tights up and stuff.
You'll get over that easy.
Bone through your nose, but don't...
And then go out, as soon as you've gone out in that outfit, put on some more clothes. Just make sure your parents see you leaving in that, and then don't actually go out in it.
Yeah, make them think that you're going out with your...
You mean hanging out?
Your elder brother's best friend, or something like that. And
don't just go bowling with your mates in a nice pair of jeans and a jumper.
Yeah, and have a nice glass of Coke. But sometimes also, take note of your parents, they might just have a thing or two to teach you.
Maybe I want to. You didn't invent it all, you know. I don't think we have a lot of anorexic teenage listeners, but you never know.
See, I reckon that could be our target market, because they'll all be like, sat on the internet, won't they?
That's true, they'll sit on MySpace, a bit bored.
Schools.
What about them? Are they still rubbish?
They've brought back boxing as a thing to do in games.
That's not very good, is it?
I don't think so.
I'm
disgusted with it.
I'll tell you what they should do, read a bloody book. It's a solution to everything, kids' schools.
Yeah, read a book. It's a nice adventure story.
Little Dickie Hammond.
The late Tricky Hammond.
Late Tricky Hammond came back from the dead to present that programme that he was on.
Top Gear
as a ghost.
Yeah.
And it got good ratings. Got good ratings, and everyone watched The Crash. I watched quite a bit of Top Gear. During Celebrity Big Brother in the breaks and stuff. I didn't see the actual crash. Didn't fancy that much.
Oh, they replayed that, did they?
They did, yeah. And at the end, he made them promise that they would never, ever mention it on Top Gear ever again. So don't tune in next week hoping I'll put it on every week, because it's not going to happen. It's not been incorporated into the opening's titles.
Yeah, it's best, really, that they put it behind them.
A bit behind them.
But if they can show that, why can't they show Steve Irwin's celebrated death?
I don't know. I think it's because with Tricky Dicky Hammond, you don't actually get, you only get to see the outside of the car. You got to see his face going, ah, being contorted in pain. Whereas with Irwin, I imagine you do.
Yeah, you see what, you think you'd get it all you'd in, you'd see him going grey.
You'd see him going grey, you'd see the thing
pierce his piercing, heart.
Yeah.
Fatally.
Blood would be everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not going to be nice. It's like a snuff movie, but it is a snuff movie.
It is a snuff movie, actually.
It's not even like one, it's one.
But if, you know, if they showed Hammonds, they can show Irwin's. That's what I say.
Sunbed users, watch out. The strength of sunbed machines has trebled in the last 10 years. You're getting a really big dose of radiation now.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, they were saying sunbeds are bad, so what they seem to do is just make them badder.
Yeah.
And no one listens.
They've always been bad. Hobbits.
They found some hobbit bones. Whole
in
different
Indonesia,
human beings.
A whole different race of humanities. And they think that some of them might still exist in caves around Indonesia.
Wow.
So you can go like looking for hobbits and you might find one. And then will it be classed? Well, it's classed as a Homo florensia. So whether that means it's a monkey or not, I don't know. But if it's a monkey, you can
gay.
Keep it if you find it. And you could have a little servant. Well, an Indonesian dwarf
servant. You get to do murders for you and they won't be able to solve it because they go, these footprints aren't like a human's or a monkey's or a child's.
Yeah.
It must be a hobbit what done it.
Yeah.
Because they have giant feet.
Yeah. So, get yourself down to Indonesia and go, you know, maybe if you put like, I suppose it's like bees, if you put lots of smoke down the holes, one will come out eventually. I don't know, or they could be like mould, I don't know if they're blind, but they've certainly got eye sockets.
So evolved though, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yeah.
I think moles can see a bit though, can't they?
Can they?
Yeah, they're not completely blind.
What about bats?
Bats are completely blind. No, I don't think they are either.
Right, and tell
us. Both moles and bats spend a lot of time in the dark without lamps.
We found something that we don't know.
That's funny, unlikely. That. After 36 years, the floppy disk is no more. Everyone's got bored of floppy disks now. Everyone likes a CD, ROM, or a flash drive, or a zip drive.
I was only thinking about my floppy disks this morning.
Well, they're going to stop. They've stopped selling them in PC World.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they haven't stopped. They're going to wait until the stock runs out, but it could be a while because nobody's actually buying them. Apparently, 98% of PCs no longer have an A drive for your floppy disks to go in.
Mm-hmm.
In South Africa, the discs are known not as floppies, but stiffies.
Well, they're not floppy, are they?
They're not floppy, no.
I remember the first time I picked up a floppy disc and I thought, this can't be right. And then I tried to take the disc out of it. So I thought that
I thought it was going to be like one of those, when I heard of a floppy disc, there's going to be like, you know, you used to get free records.
Yes.
And they were like plastic ones.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be like that, because that was very floppy, and a disc.
Very floppy. I got a house mouse since one day.
I used to have one from, I got from Horse and Pony.
Very scratchy.
Forget the morning pit stop, or everything stopping at 4 p.m, which I always thought it did. British workers down till about 3:07 for their daily break. They will spend 12 minutes gossiping about last night's TV, nipping out for fresh air, or sorting bills and other personal issues. I'll tell you when I start doing that. It's about 10:07. Around 7 minutes after I've got into work, I'll start gossiping, checking my bill and things like that. I've done 7 minutes of work, which is pretty much all that's necessary.
Quite often that's enough, isn't it?
Sometimes it is, yeah.
You know, I was only saying to someone the other day, people have a very weird work ethic in this country. They think that there's this kind of inner guilt, even though we're not Catholics or anything.
Some people in this country are.
You have to kind of, you know, you have to do all these hours of work, even if you don't have any work to do.
And well, it's like when you're temping and you get used to just sitting there doing nothing.
You sit there pretending to do something, and actually, why not go out and do something less boring instead?
Well, a lot of people aren't in the lucky position that we are, being self-employed.
But even in their jobs.
Talk of Catholics. Polish village are well known for making lace. They've made lace for the Pope, they've made lace for the Queen, they make lace tablecloths, but they're not selling.
Yeah.
They're hard to make, take a long time, and, you know, people are prepared to pay for the work that's gone into them. So they branched out, they started selling lingerie, G-strings, and so on. And they're all Polish and a very Catholic village that are doing this.
Yeah.
So some of the craftsmen are a bit dodgy, and they're a bit dodgy, but they're a bit worried about it. So they've been asking the priest, going into the confessional, saying, is it wrong to make lace G-strings and sell them on the internet? The priest says it's okay. But there's one man, it might be a woman, it's a man, I've worked it out now, he's got a Polish name, it could be anything, it's just Z's and W's. We have made it for John Paul II, the Queen of England, for church altars. It's shameful and humiliating for Conor Cowell that this very same lace is being worn on people's backsides. He's missed the point of a G-string there, hasn't he? Because it doesn't have a back to it.
No, beyond.
If he said it's fixed straight up someone's. So that's that story.
But what's so shameful about Furburger anyway?
Well, it's we've all got one. Actually, we have all got one. Some of them have got extra bits.
Yeah.
Not actually, it's more of a garnish than a burger itself.
Need something to cover up your one bean salad.
I didn't find that funny that time. Harry Potter, I have good ogle now. He's got his shirt off. He's going to go naked in Equus. Weird film about fucking horses. Not film, play. So I almost wanted to go and see, and then I heard he was going to be completely naked, and I thought, no, I don't want to see that. That'll upset me too much. I don't want to see his magic wand. He looks very young, doesn't he?
He looks very young. He's growing up nicely. I'm still not interested in you know, standing around the stage door for him. But his jaw... I like his jaw, that's developing.
I like his treasure trail.
You like a treasure trail?
I like a treasure trail. So
I should grow mine for you.
Thank you. Right, you know that flamingo that got blown away and you were dismissive about it?
Yeah.
Been eaten by a fox. He found its remains.
Did somebody see a bit of pink in a field and then...
Yeah, and the fox running around with feathers coming out of its face. It's a very somber mood at the Drusilla Park Zoo in East Sussex at the moment. Poor flamingo-y.
That's life. There's a revolution today in technology.
Is it the floppy disk revolution?
No.
Is it the Vista?
It's Vista.
It's the new version of Microsoft Windows.
Yeah, it's called Vista.
It's not called Microsoft Windows, it's called Microsoft Vista.
Yeah. And it's probably the same, but they're trying to make themselves a bit cool. And apparently 100 million people will be using it in a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Cripes. Who has... I suppose maybe if you're an IT firm, you're going to buy it.
Yeah. It's probably very good, but, you know, do we need it?
Don't know. Seems... I suppose, you know, Windows 98 still works, but it's not as good. Britain could be forced into World War II style rationing if climate change spirals out of control. A minister, Ben Bradshaw, claimed yesterday. They're saying that what it should do is, label foods as the ones that have the biggest environmental impact to be rationed. So meat and milk would have they have the highest impact on the environment. I'm vegetarian, so I'm a bit morally superior to say you, Lazy.
Nice. With the whole food thing, why don't encourage people to grow a bit of food themselves?
Well, it's always, yeah.
It doesn't take a lot of space, even if it's just a tomato plant on a window, so.
But the squirrels eat them.
On the inside.
Oh.
Or, you know, there's loads of stuff. You don't need to have a garden. All you need is to, you know, a little bit of a think. And that way, Britain could be self-sufficient.
Like the good life.
Like the good life.
We could all be Tom and Barbara Good.
For the whole of the country.
That would be brilliant.
That'd be great.
Could we get everyone to go back to bartering and stuff like that?
Yeah. I'll swap you an onion.
Oh, all right. I've got these lovely cucumbers.
Oh, I fancy a cucumber. There you go.
A boy of 6 died after his head was crushed in his great-grandmother's stairlift. It's not funny.
That's like that boy that got his head crushed in his grandmother's gate.
If you are a grandmother, watch out for your grandchildren's heads.
Yeah, don't
gross them. He was playing on the stair lift, as you would do if your grand had a stair lift.
Yeah.
And he fell off it, and it kind of followed him down and squashed his head.
He must have had a very weak head.
He was only five.
Well done to the Arctic Monkeys.
What have they done there?
They have won lots of awards for being cold and primates.
The Swedish Embassy has opened a branch on Second Life, the virtual world. You can't get a passport there, but you can go and find out some Swedish tourist information.
Nice idea.
That's happened. Telly tonight, there's a new series of CSI's dying. It's a double bill. Grisham and Sarah, they've been doing it. But I don't know if it's going to be a very exciting aftermath of that or not.
I might watch Holby.
Holby's on tonight. Does it say what's happening? Sam confronts Chrissy. Elliot is angry. Do you know the names of any of
these
people?
I don't really know the names of them.
No. Birds. Bird ornaments are very popular now. Mm-hmm. They've become very fashionable. They've done a spread on it in Metro. I actually 2 weeks ago took down my bird ornaments, and so that means that fad's done already.
I've got a bird ornament.
Have you still got it up?
Yeah.
Right, we better go. Thanks for listening. Bye.
See you tomorrow. Or we won't see you.